Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I do not understand other people. Fuck, I got a hard enough time understanding myself. I mean, what chance do I have of getting into the minds of the fucking masses? I was at my sister's house recently, and I don't even fucking remember why. The fuck was I doing there? It had to be, like, a party, right? I didn't just go over to family's houses. I think it was, like, my niece's birthday party or some shit. I've already fucking forgotten. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, I bought a gift. I was there. I knew it was coming. I was invited and all that. But as I'm there, my brother-in-law walks into the room, and he's like, hey, I fucking met somebody who knows you. And I thought to myself, that is impossible. How the fuck are you going to come across anybody who fucking knows my ass? I don't fucking talk to anybody. So I thought, like, it could be a couple things. It could be like, you know, maybe they ran into somebody that I went to high school with, or I don't know, that was my only idea. Maybe they ran into somebody that I went to high school with, because, like, I never worked anywhere that my brother-in-law worked. Like, where are you going to fucking come across people I worked with or went to school with, like college, not high school? Like, I couldn't figure out, like, who the fuck he could have potentially been talking about. And then he drops a name. It's like the name's the last name, the Joneses. Like, the Joneses. But then I remember, like, I worked with the Joneses at the call center job, but we didn't speak. We weren't close, and we never fucking talked. So I was like, wait a minute, the Joneses from the fucking call center? He's like, yeah. She said she knows you, and she said to tell you hi. And, like, at this point, I just couldn't, like, figure out. I just had to tell him. I was like, listen, dude, I know who that person is. I would fucking never say that I knew them. And I would never say fucking tell that person hi for me. Now, she is very nice, and she sat relatively close to me, but we were not on the same team. I don't know if I've ever said two fucking words to this person, because why would I? What am I going to say to you? I was, like, completely dumbfounded. He's like, yeah, dude, like, she fucking was excited about it. And I thought, like, excited about it? Like, man. Do people just have, like, a completely different way of looking at the world than I do? Like, if I know who somebody is, I don't think that I know that person. I just know who they are. Knowing who somebody is doesn't mean that I want, like, to tell them hello. It doesn't necessarily mean that I hope that they're doing bad. I don't hope the Joneses are doing poorly. I hope they're doing fine. I never think about them. I'm not, like, out here rooting for them to fucking succeed or fail. They're just people that I fucking knew at one point in time. Or knew of. I can't tell you anything about them other than the fact that they worked at the call center job with me. I know their fucking names, and I know they got a couple kids. That's it. Only reason I know that is because they had, like, pictures of them posted on the goddamn wall. Like, for all I know, maybe they're fake kids. I don't know. Like, I always think, like, if I know somebody, like, it's because I talk to them, or maybe hang out with them, or do something with them, or maybe that I've worked with them closely. Like, I'm not fucking around here. Like, I did not talk to these people. Maybe hello as I'm walking by them. I'm not that much of a fucking antisocial misanthrope. Like, I'll say hi to you if I walk by. I'm just gonna stare at you like a dick. So, like, I might have said hello to them. But, like, we've never had a conversation about anything. Not even, like, surface level fucking, like, small talk shit. Unless I did it and just completely blocked it out of my fucking memory. Which, I mean, that could be possible. Somebody walks up to you, start having a conversation, your fucking brain checks out. Like, what you talking to the person about? I don't know, dude. Like, I checked out. Yeah, but you were smiling and laughing. Yeah, probably. I mean, I can't tell you what was happening. It's all fake horseshit. Even my brother-in-law was like, you know, I knew that they said they worked at the same place as you, but the place was big. He's like, I thought no chance. Like, you worked the midnight shift. Like, there's no way they're going to know who you are. He's like, I was just trying to make conversation. Like, he's in sales or some shit. He's got to fucking hobnob with these people. Got to create a good impression. He was like, I was just throwing it out there. I thought no chance. He's like, you don't talk to anybody. I know this. I thought it was just something I would throw out there. They wouldn't know who the fuck you were, and I'd move on to the next thing. But absolutely not. He said that she was, like, really excited about it. You were excited about, like, knowing me? Nobody's excited about knowing me. My fucking cats aren't even excited about knowing me. You know why they get jacked up? Or he gets jacked up? I know I only got one now. I sometimes still think that I have two. And I say, like, they, because I've been saying they for 16 years. You know why he gets jacked up? Because he wants pets from time to time. He wants me to brush his fur, and he wants to eat. That's it. It's not like he's like, oh, dude, he's home, Papa's home, we're gonna have a long conversation. There's a level of familiarity there where, like, if I saw them at the store, I would intentionally ignore them because I wouldn't want them to come up and say hello and create an awkward situation. But, like, if somebody was like, yeah, I know that person, I would never acknowledge that I knew who they were. Because then we're gonna get into, like, a weird conversation where they're gonna be like, oh, yeah, I'm telling you said hello. No, don't do that. I don't want you to do that. Maybe they're just, like, really friendly people. But, like, I don't understand that, I guess. I can't get that excited about, like, hey, you know that person? Fucking I know that person. The length of this podcast is, like, 4 minutes and 59 seconds longer than I've ever had any type of conversation with them about fucking anything. I'm still confused by it. I still can't figure it out. It's kind of like, you ever, like, run into somebody that you went to high school with? I remember when I worked at the gas station. This was like maybe like within the first 5 years after I graduated. Like people sometimes would come in that I graduated with, but there were people I never talked to, but they recognized me from high school and they'd fucking chat my ass up. You can just buy your cigarettes. Like we don't have to pretend that we knew each other and pretend that we're fucking buddies. I don't give a fuck about you. Hey man, how's it going? What? We've never fucking asked each other how we were doing. I think we had like two classes together. What is this? People seem like really desperate for connections. And I suppose we all are to a point. And if I'm being honest, I probably am to a point as well. But I'm not going to look for that like with just some random asshole that walks into the store or like, hey, I know you from there. Let's talk. Eh. I mean, even like work friends. You know, the people that you're buddies with at work but never talk to outside of work. The only thing you really have in common is work. So if you take work out of the equation, like, what are you guys going to talk about? Like, my whole fucking basis of conversation with you is how much I hated that job. Or, hey, you remember that manager? He sucked. Like, but once that's gone, like, there's nothing else to talk about. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and I don't know where else. Fucking find it. It's everywhere. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. I am in my Facebook timeline. And then Instagram. Maybe the number 5 minutes. I want to see hot pictures of my shit.